Hello.
Hello, my name is Anastasia, returning your call for customer support. How can I help?
Oh, I'm so glad you called me back. I actually am calling because I need you all to cancel that charge on my account. They didn't tell me that they were going to charge me $60-something. They told me all I had to pay was $5 and something for the shipping. That purchase that I had won that pot, and all I had to do was pay for the shipping. But I noticed today that they tried to draft my card for $69.
Can I have your zip code?
75137.
Your first and last name?
It's Barbara Woodard.
Can you verify your address while your account pulls up?
1107 Heatherwood Drive, Duncanville, Texas, 75137.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on your account to pull up, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. I didn't even think y'all was gonna call me back because it was so hard to get through to you all. I want to get this one. I want this one. Did it pull up?
No, ma'am, my system is running slow.
Oh, okay. It still didn't pull up?
No, ma'am, it's running slow. Your computer running slow?
Oh.
It's just spinning and spinning and spinning.
I know mine was like that at work today, too. It was spinning, spinning, spinning. It wasn't spinning when they took that money out. Girl, I'm going to swallow my tongue. Oh, no, that was me.
And I'm very sure you know. Am I still loading? Can you just continue to hold? I don't know what's wrong with
it. That's fine. Okay, you might need to reboot it. Did you reboot it? Excuse me. Thank you. You fine.
Okay, ma'am. Are you talking about the $67.32 charge?
Yes, ma'am. I wasn't aware of that charge. They told me that they were only going to charge the $5 and something. And how they tricked me was they sent me an email and they said that I had won this prize from Kohl's. Like I had to do a questionnaire. So I did that, and then I saw the reviews. That's what made me think that it was true because people were on there saying, I received my product, and I love it, and all of this and all of that. And I was like, okay, well, maybe this is real. So I said all I had to do was pay the $5 and something for the shipping. So I did that. And then after that, I just noticed today that they charged me for the $60-something dollars, and I was like, I didn't approve of that.
Yes, so ma'am, they charge you that because, did you read the terms and conditions?
No, ma'am, because it didn't give me any terms and conditions. It said that I won that and that I had to just pay for the shipping, which was $5 and something. So that's why I put it on my credit card.
Okay, ma'am, the reason why they charged you was because you didn't cancel.
Well, how do you cancel? Because I didn't even have a link to get back into nothing.
I can have you cancel now over the phone.
Please, because I'm not paying for that. Yeah, I don't even know how you get back into the site to cancel. It didn't even give me an option or to tell me if I needed to pay anything additional. I just noticed today that I had a charge.
I hate to do this. Ma'am, I can give you a 35% refund.
Say it again.
I can give you a 35% refund.
No, I want it all because I wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
Like I feel like that's unfair because they should tell you that before, and it should give you the option if you want to purchase it at that time. But they didn't give me that option, so that's why I'm like puzzled by that, because I feel like that's fraudulent, because you're telling me I won something, and then you tell me all I have to do is go through the questionnaire, and I'm answering the questions as if I'm really a participant of some, because I shop at Kohl's. I just feel like that was wrong, because I trusted them with my information.
Yes, ma'am, I can give you a 50% refund as a courtesy.
No, I want my full refund to be credited back to my credit card. Because I feel like that's shady to me. And I know it's not your fault, but I don't feel like that should advertise that, because that's not right. That's wrong. At least give the person the option if they choose to go ahead and purchase it, but they don't even give you the option. They try to trick you to gather the information and then make you think that you're really just paying for shipping and handling, and that's not right. Because had I not even saw where they charged my credit card, I wouldn't have even known that I was being charged.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hold, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
I'm going to say they can get a free. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay.
Ma'am, are you getting a call?
It's probably somebody calling from y'all department.
You can transfer.
No, I'm on the phone. I was saying someone was calling. It was probably somebody else calling from your department. Like
you can answer
your...
it, ma'am, because I'm still trying to look over your account.
Oh, no, it's okay, because I waited too long to get on the phone. I don't want to chance it. It's too hard to get on the line with y'all. I just wish I would have never put my information on this, because this is, I don't like stuff like this. I should have followed my first mind. Hello? 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 Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Are you still here?
Yes, ma'am. If you are going to contact my credit card information and let them know.
Okay. Can you hold, please, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. I was able to get you fully refunded. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, ma'am. Do you have a confirmation?
Yes, ma'am. It would be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
26.
Uh-huh.
3161.
Uh-huh.
825.
8 or A as in apple?
8, the number 8.
25. Okay, you said C as in Charlie, 26316185.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.